Oh, hi, Mr. S. Yes, you're at the right house. No, Mrs. S didn't get to take the kids to the spring fling. Okay, Easter festival and masquerade fundraiser. Yes, spring festival was so more non-Catholics would feel welcome and bring their donations. Even the church has needs. I mean, don't we all? Oh, your wife? She was feeling sick, poor dear. But not to worry, she called me to take care of it. Not only did the kids have a great time, but they tired themselves out. I tucked them in and was on my way out. Mrs. S was paying me extra to not let you know she called me. I know she promised to watch them today, but the ladies' auxiliary had a meeting. But I promised that I wouldn't tell. That being said, a secret is a secret, and she has secrets, and we have secrets of our own. So, shh. No, your wife wasn't really sick, just the light wine flu. I also promised that I wouldn't tell that she slipped an Ambien before bed. And I tried to explain to her that you can never mix Ambien and alcohol. But what do I know? I'm just a little girl who doesn't know anything about meds or about life. She's mixed them before, and of course, I'm just an adult med student, almost done with a fucking psych major, but what do I know? Sorry, got carried away. I just get tired of being overlooked, Or underestimated every day due to being a woman, how I look, and my size. No, I checked on her. She's doing fine, even though she wouldn't wake up, no matter how much I screamed or moaned. I mean, I could be right on top of her, and she wouldn't wake until morning. I left her some Gatorade and some ibuprofen and tucked her in first. In fact, everything is all taken care of and everyone's tucked in, except you. No, this isn't the costume I was wearing to help Mrs. S or to take your kids out. That costume was prim, proper, and Disney approved. This costume was underneath. What do you mean, what is it? I'm an angel. Can't you tell? See, my bralette and panties are all white. And my little wings and my little halo. Don't worry, I brought this big flowy gown that hides it just in case it wasn't you at the door. I was about to go back to the church grounds and see if I could score some treats. I admit this costume is fun, but I don't think the church would approve. From the way you're looking at me, I'm pretty sure you would approve. And from the way that the bulge in your pants is growing, I can tell you approve quite a bit. You're approving more and more by the second. I think I just decided where I want to get my treats. I was going to pick up your present, but when I saw your car pull up, I figured I'd have it delivered. It should be here any minute. The church fairgrounds are in the neighborhood, and I figured you shouldn't be left out of all the masquerade fun. Now, you go wash up. Why don't you slip into something a little more comfortable? Yes, run along. I'll take care of everything. You still have to get into your costume. What costume? Why, the repressed daddy who needs to blow off steam. Or the teacher trying to get through the student who is always overlooked. Or the trembling husband dying to cut loose but held back by a vow that he's already broken. Now, wash up. I think your present is already here. Put on something easy to remove and slip back on, like your silk pajamas. The nice black ones. They look so nice on you. That's your present now. I know your birthday is coming up. So, wash up and meet me in the basement guest room. Hurry. Ooh, hello, Daddy. What am I hiding in the guest room? Why, your present, of course. What did I get you? Well, let's just say men are so easy to shop for. Now, from here on out, this is a masquerade. Leave your inhibitions behind you. Leave your doubt, your vows, your second thoughts behind you. In here, we are just our characters. We are our masks. We will work out all our needs and wants. And what happens in this room stays in this room. Unless you want to do it again. But we'll discuss that later. Now, I am your angel of healing. Your desire is great, as is your need. And I have heard your call, sweet teacher. You have held back so much for so long. But as all angels do, we help more than one person at a time. So many need help. Just as you need to break through your need. This young student is an adult, but sadly, her lovers have come, but never made her come, not through sex. She has never known that sweet, heavenly bliss. Don't look so confused. Ta-da! Say hello, sweet bunny girl.
Hi. Hello. Hello, teacher.
Very good, sweet bunny. Now, we will make this session very comprehensive. We have much work to do. The first lessons will be mine.
I'm a little nervous, Tia.
First, stay in character. It makes it easier. And second, if we don't immerse you, you will take much longer to break free from your past experiences. Now, tell me, How did it usually go with your ex?
Oh, well, it was good, I guess.
Come on, this is a safe space. Be open. Be honest, and your needs and wants are important.
Well, I mean, I'm not a virgin. I've had sex before, many times with a couple different partners.
And tell us what you told me earlier.
Well, I enjoyed it, but I... Like, I would usually have to make myself come right after.
That's okay. You're okay. You don't have to worry. This is your safe space, sweet bunny. Now, I want you to vocalize what it is you hoped and wanted from your partners.
You mean just like make a list of things I wish they would do?
Exactly that.
I guess I wish they would go down on me like I go down on them. Like, not like in a hurry, just take their time and really just focus on me for a bit. It would have been nice. Then, when we're both ready, I kind of always wanted to feel what coming through being inside me felt like. Like a nice, patient, deep, a little rough sometimes. I don't know. Like, I want it all without them just hurrying up and coming and then it's over.
And that is natural. There is nothing wrong with you. You just happen to have been unlucky with a couple lovers. In time, you will find better experiences. And to begin, we have found you a teacher. Isn't that right, Mr. S? That's right. Now, to begin with, today, you will fill the role of a prospective lover. What shall we call you? Daddy or sir? Aren't you in a mood to have subby play? Okay. For our hungry little bunny, she really needs to be shown sweet, patient, but hungry satiation. Do you think you can help me please this sweet, young, needy bunny? That's right. Good for you, sir. Now, first let's take our time and get her ready.
You don't want me to get him hard first? We usually start like that and I can see he's already getting hard.
Oh no, sweetie. When we're ready, it won't take him long to get hard at all. In fact, with the two of us, I kind of doubt he'll be able to not be hard. Just look at her, sir. So beautiful in her bunny garb. Look at how needy she is. She practically started sucking on your cock right now. Why don't you show her how we should begin? Yes, that's it. Gently pick her up and lay her down on this nice big bed. Spread her legs wide. Make yourself comfortable as you. That's right, sir. Good for you. Start by showing her your amazing oral skills. In fact, what kind of angel would I be if I didn't help? Let me start undressing her. And licking and sucking on these beautiful, Mickey, breasts of yours.
Oh God, yes. Yeah, right there. Yeah. Please. Oh, please. Yeah, right there. Oh, right there, right there. Don't stop. Please don't stop.
Don't worry. Sarah's going to do such a good job with you. Don't worry about him stopping. He enjoys.
Oh my God, yes. Oh, yes.
That's right. Here, let me help find what pleases you. Oh, you're so reactive on your breast. How about the neck?
Yeah, right there. You can bite me harder. Oh, you can kiss and suck as much as you want. I like words.
Oh, I'm so proud of you. You're being so vocal. Telling your partners what you need. This will be very important when you are with a new partner.
Won't they not, like, tell them everything?
Well, somewhat. But you'll soon realize that any lover who you can't communicate with ends up being not worth it in the long run, little bunny.
Okay. Can you look deeper? Yes. Yeah, go harder. Faster, please.
Do you hear him? He wants you to grab his hair. Make him please you.
Oh God, yes, please. If he keeps doing this, I think it's gonna. Oh my God.
That was so good, you two. Now, I want you to slowly switch places. Slowly. I want you to explore his body.
But he looks like he's so ready.
He is so ready, but a good lover wants to communicate and to learn and to find both their partner's pleasure and sometimes their own repressed pleasures.
Oh. Yeah, I like that. You like it when I kiss and bite you? Your moans when I bite at your shoulder. And your chest. I'm starting to tremble as I reach your stomach. God, look at how hard you're getting.
see the effect you have on him?
Is this okay? I know you two have something.
Sweetling, he's married. We just have an understanding. One I am more than happy to share a bit of to show what you're missing. And to drive him absolutely crazy. You're gorgeous, and you just don't realize it.
Really?
Look how excited he is. He is dying to be inside you. And if he is a very good daddy, maybe he'll get both of us tonight.
So, should I put him in my mouth?
What is his body telling you?
That he really wants it?
Then you have your answer, sweet bunny.
Can I take your cock, daddy?
Oh my god, look at the way his cock twitched. That is definitely a man who needs what you want. But you did very good communicating. And you did so well with consent. So, maybe I will reward you. Would you like me to go down on you while you go down on him, sweet bunny?
Oh god, yes, please. I want that so very much.
Okay, sweetheart. Lie down. Lay back your head as you slowly. That's it. Now let me lay down then.
Angel?
Aw, Daddy wants to come? Does Daddy want the angel to finish or the bunny? Both? What do you think, sweet bunny?
We both finish him?
Kind of like a race, but it's teamwork. Here, just dip a little to one side, and I'll slide over to the other end. Oh. I'm having two women at the same time. More energy, too.
He's gonna come. Can I swallow?
Can you get it in both of our mouths, Daddy? Show us, Daddy.
Yeah, show us, Daddy. Show us how much you can come. Yeah, I want you to come, Daddy. Oh my god, Daddy, you were so needy.
Oh, Daddy is so sweet. Let's clean you up.
He's getting hard again. Can we keep playing?
Oh, honey, we're just getting started. Now, Daddy, you're getting so hard so fast. Do you want us both? Brave Daddy. Okay. Who do you want to start with? And who do you want to finish with? Starting with the hungry bunny. Good choice. Now, communicate, Daddy. Show her what you want.
Me? Okay. Daddy, what would you like me to... Yes, Daddy, I'll lie back. Spread my legs. Oh my god. Yes, it's your very big Daddy. I think you're a little bigger than I'm used to, but please go slower first, please.
Good girl. That's how you communicate. Isn't he great? Enjoy him. Our daddy is so good. Too bad he's wasted at home. But we can work out our needs and his. That's him. Push back into him. Well, like, if you wanted to ask
him, one more.
Use your words.
Harder?
No. If you want it, say it.
Harder. Fuck me harder, Daddy.
That's it. Good girl. Feel how tight she is. How much your sweet bunny needs this. So tight, so wet, so eager. Do you want to come?
One more.
You can make her come, but you can't come. Not until you fuck your baby girl, Angel. That's right, Daddy. Make her come. Yeah, that's right. Make her come with your cock. That's it. That's it. That's it. She's so tight.
Don't stop.
Fuck her harder. Do it, Daddy. Fuck her harder. Fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, don't stop. Good girl. Good daddy. Girl, good daddy. Yeah, so good sweet funny girl. Good daddy.
So
look how hard you are. You're practically quivering. You look so full. You taste so good with her. Is that what you want? You want to fuck me? Good answer, Daddy. Lie back. Lie back and let me ride you, Daddy. Fuck. Fuck, that's it. No. Oh, look up at your sweet, sweet little angel. Fuck, no. This can't be wrong. This can't be wrong. You're not cheating. You're just helping a student. And of course, your angel. Remember the church? Yeah, remember the church. Ooh, I felt you twitch. Oh, you need this. You need this sweet, sweet. Diet, gun. Say it, Daddy. Say it, Daddy. Say it. You need this. You need this. Book me, Daddy. Book me. Book into me. I can feel you twitching. Come inside me. Come inside me, Daddy. Come on. Come on. Look. What's that, Daddy? Did I take my pill? It's a little late to ask. You know, Daddy. Fuck. I don't think you care. I don't think you care. Not really. Your cock is answering already. You're throbbing. Come here. What's that? This is what you fantasized about. With two women.
Calm down.
Yes, Daddy, yes. Show me what you want. Show me what you've always wanted. Yeah, louder, Daddy, louder. Yeah, maybe she'll hear you upstairs. Oh, too late for that, Daddy. Oh, come for me, come on, Daddy, come on, come for me, oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, you're so good. I'm so It was, wasn't it? Oh, Daddy is so easy to get feral. And I did tell you, Daddy. Men are so easy to get presents for. Where are you going, sweet bunny?
Oh, well, we came. We all came. Isn't it over?
Oh, sweetheart. You have had bad playmates. It's over when you're satisfied. There are so many ways to play. And Daddy over here is so eager to play. Now, the thing to remember is the clear communication and to pay attention to those who pay attention to you and do what you both want and need. Come on over and cuddle with us.
Thank you, Angel.
Let's hydrate a bit. Then we'll try some other things with our daddy.